All right, let's turn now to the coronavirus. There are 11 confirmed cases in the United States, one here in Boston. The virus has infected about 17,000 worldwide in more than two dozen countries, and it's killed more than 360 people in China. U.S. airlines are suspending flights to and from China, and Logan is one of several airports around the country that's now screening for the coronavirus. Joining us for an update on what we should all know about coronavirus is WBUR Common Health reporter Angus Chen. Hey there, Angus.
Hey, how's it going, Callum?
Pretty well. I just ran through some of the latest numbers. The death toll in China has now officially exceeded that of the SARS outbreak of 2003. That was a previous coronavirus. What is this coronavirus? How dangerous is it, and who's at risk?
So this coronavirus is similar to SARS in that it's in the same family of viruses. They're just all called coronaviruses. This one people are just calling the 2019 coronavirus or the Wuhan coronavirus, since that's where it seems to have started. And it seems to be less deadly than SARS, but probably a little bit more infectious. This coronavirus seems to cause an upper respiratory infection as well as a lower respiratory infection that could result for some people who get like sort of a more severe illness, pneumonia, and then complications down the line that could lead to death. Right now, it looks like the death rate is about 2%. But again, these numbers are a little unclear right now since, you know, there might be a lot of cases that we don't know about. And the data that's coming in about the current epidemic is constantly being updated.
Sure. And of course, the 2%, it would be less deadly than SARS and MERS, which you mentioned earlier, but still could be serious because we're learning more. Who's most at risk, though, Angus? I mean, is it young people, old people, or is that something that health experts are still sorting out right now?
I think health experts are still sorting this out. If past coronaviruses are any indication, then it would suggest that young people are probably at less risk than older adults. When the SARS epidemic happened, virtually nobody under the age of 24 died from that infection. Coronaviruses as a group, from what we know so far, seem to affect older adults more heavily.
And Angus, we've heard some health experts say that this has the potential to become a pandemic. That's a scary sounding word, but what does it actually mean?
A pandemic is an epidemic that seems to have spread over a large swath of the world. Some people will say a pandemic is an epidemic that has spread over two continents or more. Basically, what that means is this virus has a high potential to spread quickly, and there's a lot of people who have already been infected because shortly after this virus seems to have emerged, a lot of people traveled around China, and that resulted in infections sort of around the country outside of the endemic region of Wuhan, China.
And we understand that was the case in the one confirmed case here in Boston, a 20-year-old UMass Boston student who had just returned from China. He's now quarantined in his own home. What are public health officials saying about the potential spread here in New England, Angus?
This UMass Boston student basically sought medical attention really quickly after returning to the U.S. According to public health officials, he hasn't had too much contact with other people. It sounds like the risk for spread of coronavirus, of this particular coronavirus in Boston and Massachusetts at large, is really low. Health officials say, you know, not to change your daily life at all. You shouldn't worry about going to public places where there you might encounter a lot of people. It's just you're more likely to come across someone with a seasonal flu than you are to find someone with this particular infection at this point.
And also, I've heard officials reminding folks not to be unreasonably afraid of just anybody who has come from China, right? I mean, I think that we've seen an uptick. We heard, I think it was a Boston Globe front page story last week about an uptick in racist episodes as this virus has spread.
Right. It's definitely worth noting that Chinese people are not going to give you coronavirus if they aren't carrying an active infection. And that's true for pretty much anybody who's sick. I spoke with some public health experts who say that if someone does not show any symptoms, then it's very unlikely that they will be able to pass the infection on. So if you see someone who's not sick, you don't have to worry about getting coronavirus from them, regardless of their ethnic background.
So it sounds like we're just learning how the virus can spread. What else do we know about that, Angus? And how can the rest of us stay safe?
Yeah, the virus is airborne. So it's spread much in the same way that the flu is spread, through sort of coughing, sneezing, direct contact with people who have an active infection. If you are worried about getting sick, and this is true for the flu virus, it's true for the common cold as well as coronavirus, the best way to stay safe is really just wash your hands. Viruses cannot survive a good wash with soap and water. It's also just the best way to keep yourself from getting sick if you've come into any kind of pathogen. So wash your hands and, you know, keeping your distance from people who are clearly sick and having sort of currently coughing, sneezing, and so on.
That's Angus Chen, a reporter for WBUR's Common Health. Angus, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks, Callum.